Masechet Shabbos Perek Yud Dalet Mishnah Beis until Perek Tesvav Mishnah Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the various melachas which are involved in the preparation of the skins which we use in the Mishkan. So we spent a few Mishnahs discussing Tzeda, trapping an animal. That was the first stage to get the hides of the animal. And in the previous Mishnah we also discussed Chevel, when one bruises an animal, which according to many is a Tolda. It's a subcategory of the malacha of shoychet, of slaughtering the animal. And now in this Mishnah we go on to discuss the malacha of ma'abides oirei, where the animal skins are tanned. That's when they are soaked in a water solution which is mixed with lots of salt. And that's sort of the first stage in making it into leather. And the truth is, the Mishnah is not discussing animal hides at all. In fact, we're not even discussing a tolda of this malacha. Rather, the focus of the Mishnah is a particular decree midrabbanon against doing a particular activity because it is similar to tanning the skins, the hides of the animal. And that activity is pickling food, pickling vegetables, putting them into a salt water solution in order to improve the vegetables and make them last longer. So although that is not done on the animal hides, you're pretty much doing a very similar activity just to food. So because of its similarity, the Rabbanon decreed that this is forbidden, but as we're going to see, it's only forbidden if it's similar to the act of tanning the hides. And because of that, the Mishnah says, in Eisen Hilmi b'Shabbos, one may not make Hilmi on Shabbos. Hilmi is the regular pickling solution which was used. And the way it was made is that there would be some salt in a utensil. Then you would add water to the salt. There's a very large amount of salt. And then after that was all mixed together, you would add in a little bit of oil as well. So that is forbidden. However, one is still allowed to make a little bit of salt water, as long as he only makes a little bit and he doesn't add oil, and he can use that to dip his bread into it, or he can put that solution into a cooked dish. As long as the solution is slightly different to the regular tanning solution or the regular pickling solution, so he puts less salt in, so in that scenario he is allowed to make it and use it as long as it's a small amount. However, Rabbi Yossi asks a very strong question. Rabbi Yossi said, "Valayhu hilmi b'merubah ben muot." Surely at the end of the day this is considered hilmi, this is considered a pickling solution, whether there's a lot of it or a little bit of it. What's it going to help making just a little bit of it? If we allow you to make a little bit of pickling solution, or a little bit of salt water, just not a lot of it, then people will come to saying and believing that I can do any malacha, just a little bit of it. I can plant just a few seeds as long as I don't plant a lot of seeds. Of course that's not true. So why over here are we allowing you to do a little bit of it, but not a lot? Now the Chachom would answer that the difference between doing a lot of it and a little bit of it is that when you do just a little bit, it's not considered similar to tanning the hides. Especially if you don't add oil and you add a bit less salt, it's not similar, so therefore it's not forbidden. But Rabbi Yossi says, you're right that the Chachom only decreed it in a case where it is similar to tanning the hides. But how did that manifest itself? What type of salt water is still permissible because it's not considered similar to tanning the hides? Not like you say that you just do a little bit of it. Rather, the whole solution has to be different. You should first add oil to water and then add the salt into that mixture. Or add the oil into the salt and then add the water. So if you make the pickling solution in a different way, so it won't be as good quality. And then the actual solution is different. And so only in that scenario is it not considered similar to tanning hides. And only then would it be permitted, according to Rabbi Yossi.